Hello, good people. Hope you're well and good. Hope you had a good day, as good as possible, despite the cold weather. So Burton Prue today, working with young people who have been excluded from school. Each of the young people, man, have real deep... Well, I think a lot of them have a lot of trauma, let's put it that way. Been through a lot, seen a lot. You know, whether it's abusive parents, a dad in hospital as a result of a car accident, and, you know, gang activity, trying to get out of gangs and all the drama that's that centres around. So there's a lot of young people under various forms of trauma, you know, who are trying to unwind and untangle their frustrations and anguish and anxiety, managing all sorts. So, yeah, working to Prue on an ongoing project with an organisation called Make Some Noise, which started at the beginning of this school term and ends next week. So we've had about 5 sessions so far, and working with a guitarist as well, and a fantastic musician. I'm more like the lyrics guy, who can beatbox a little bit and help other young people write poetry and articulate how they feel through words. And so, yeah, today was a really good day. I had a really good session with 6 of the young people. Next week is our final week. And yeah, just seeing how the arts can be applied in this setting where, you know, young people who've basically kind of feel in some regards thrown to the side, neglected somewhat, just seeing them coming out of their showers, lowering their guards, and being able to smile and genuinely, you know, forget their problems for a bit, just give them a break. And while they're doing that, they're learning, they're gaining self-confidence, they're gaining those social skills, collaborating with one another through the fun of, you know, through the fun of being involved in the arts in some form or other. So yeah, today was a really good day. Young people did a little cover of a Ed Sheeran song. One young man playing the guitar, learning the chords of that. Another young man rewrote the lyrics, and a young lady helped to sing the chorus and do some harmonies. And we produced a little beat in the background using a beatbox loop station. And yeah, it was turned out really nice, and, you know, they were really proud, and we're doing a little sharing next week. So yeah, really happy about that. As soon as I got back, and it was on the computer for about 5 hours or so, emails, sorting out a newsletter for schools, 90 yard schools. I'm trying to get involved in a project which has been about a year in the making, with a good friend of mine in the poetry world, who's, you know, really opened his doors to help me learn and get ahead in terms of upskilling myself with working with young people and learning, you know, really good ways of working with large scale, large amounts of young people. And sure enough, this project is a large scale delivery en masse, up to 240 kids in a day, and now we've added another 120 to the number. So it's initially started out as a Key Stage 2 project, 2 form entry, 240 young people from year 3, 4, 5, and 6. And now we've added another component, which is a Key Stage 1 element, which is another 120 young people. So in total, 360 young people could be engaged in a day on any theme. But the theme that we're looking at the moment is British values, which, you know, the core themes are respect, tolerance, rule of law, democracy, and individual liberty. So all of these themes, the young people get to contextualise and become more familiar with the language around those themes. With the Key Stage 1, it's just like a general, like an assembly, on the broad topic of diversity. So it introduces and explores that, the concept of what diversity is. So that's gone quite well. So I've just been sorting out a newsletter for that, updates, just updating the YouTube channel and that as well, get some photos together, quotes, etc. And I'm putting that out to the schools that have yet to be contacted by me. We've delivered in about 7 or 8 schools as pilots of some, into some description, just to get foot in the door, build relationships, which is an ongoing thing in itself and a skill that I believe is essential for any businessman being able to communicate with the customers by offering the services that, you know, you feel that they could benefit from. So I'm trying to develop a reputation and for being able to help out and deliver the goods, basically working with the young people and getting them enthused about literacy and writing, performing, and on the other aspect of, you know, bringing some social value with regards to safeguarding vocabulary for young people because of all the anti-immigrant language that we're hearing now, the heightened sense of intolerance to the other, however you want to define that, the growing fear mongering of what's different, you know, compared to 10 years ago with people, you know, like, you know, today, like, seems like a, it feels like I'm having a flashback of the 80s when I grew up in the 80s, man, when there was like this hostility towards people of colour, and now it seems to have been, you know, gradually rising again, like perhaps with a different group of people more so, but it's the same thing, man. It still smells the same, it looks the same, feels the same, you know, and yeah. So trying to bring people together in the community, getting them articulating their truths, getting them familiar with the language of, you know, tolerance and understanding multi-faith. Yeah, and that's kind of what I'm doing at the moment. Whilst trying to be an artist as well, trying to be a bit creative, trying to write lyrics, trying to get a next album on the go. I had an old friend of mine who was a DJ as well, radio, he DJed for Radio 1. He's getting into producing now. He's been DJing for many, many years, over 20 years, I'd say. And he's done, you know, some really good things, man, in the past, and he's really, you know, knows his stuff, and now he's producing beats, man, so that's kind of like wonderful. As it's, that's another avenue for me to kind of relax, where I get to offload and, you know, be an artist as well, man. But yeah, trying to keep it all contained, trying to narrow my focus on the things I need to get done, as you know, I kind of feel like time is ticking, man. I gotta try and make the most of the time, but at the same time, if I can help anyone who's listening to some extent, you know, my story, my journey might be of use to anyone who out there, maybe one or two out of the 7 billion, but hey, still counts, doesn't it, you know? So if there's anything that you might want to ask me about my journey as a freelance individual trying to make his way in a world of I suppose job uncertainty and all sorts, you know, there don't seem to be any jobs for life now, so for me it's almost as though back against the wall, being a self-employed individual and taking that seriously is, especially in this day and age where we have the internet, where you can build your awareness around just producing content about what you're doing, you know, it's in, I just think it's an incredible time. I remember 20 years ago trying to get into the music industry, trying to get on radio, putting packs together, printing off CDs and press packs, bios, getting photos printed from the shop, and then trying to shop it to a DJ somewhere or A&R person, and trying to build relationships that way before the audience, the general public, even get a chance to hear your stuff. Now, man, you get an idea, you can record it in a day, send it, and upload it in on the evening to SoundCloud, you know, iTunes or whatever, do you know what I mean? And the process is so much quicker now. It's just a case of being good and making sure you're producing the volume and getting it out there. So, and directing it to all the different platforms that are out there now. So, yeah, I'm looking to try and scale that by trying to build a little network of like-minded individuals, creatives, or probably not so not like-minded individuals, as long as we're on the same page in terms of getting work done. You know, everyone's entitled to have different ideas, and you just don't know which idea might actually work. So yeah, looking, you know, that's another thing that's bubbling underneath the surface as well. I'm keen on trying to get a little team together. I've already got a photographer, cameraman who's going to be following me a little bit on the school project that I mentioned earlier, to help produce content for the YouTube channel and save schools the job of having to produce their own videos for the work that they produce during the course of this project regarding British values. So yeah, it's all to do. So anyway, like I says, I'm just basically documenting my journey, my day to day. If anyone has any questions at all, please feel free to ask away. This is my journey, and I really, really appreciate you listening. But yeah, like I say, if I can be more specific about anything that I'm doing, or just ask the question, I'll try my best to answer. All right then. Well, until then, you take care. And as I say, thank you again so much for listening. I really appreciate it. Okay, bye for now.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.